This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Getting set for this 2A regional semifinal between Southwestern and Gillespie. And Carl, just not that long ago, back on May 24th, they met for that South Central Conference Championship. And when you look at the box score, both teams had a lot of base runners that day, but the pitchers were able to get in and out of trouble.
Well, you got a couple good pitchers, obviously, and getting out of trouble is the key to being a good pitcher. And you're going to find out that both these girls have the capability. Let's see, we got some little stats on them. 70 hits allowed by
Baumgartner,
that's Sydney Baumgartner. She has struck out in those 122 innings, 149. So she's got the strikeout ability, and she doesn't walk too many. 33 is a pretty low number with that many innings.
When you look at her in the first matchup, 6 innings, 6 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Sydney Byers gave up 7 hits and walked 4 in her 7 innings while striking out 6. But I would suspect, Carl, that both these pitchers will be a little bit cleaner here today. So the Birds have taken the field here. They'll be in the all-black look today, the black pants, the black jerseys with the green sleeves, Birds in white lettering across the front, trimmed out in yellow. For Gillespie, they've got the orange jerseys, Gillespie in white lettering across the front with black pants and the high white socks for Gillespie here today. As we look at the minors lineup for this 2A regional semifinal, sophomore Regan Bussman will lead things off and play third base. Senior Michaela Hayes will hit second and play first base. Senior Keaton Link batting third and playing center. Sydney Byers, the senior, will clean things up. She'll be in the circle today. Senior Shelby Taylor hitting fifth, playing left field. Chloe Segura, the junior, will bat sixth and play shortstop. Sophomore Megan Reif will hit seventh and play second base. Eve Kaduk, the sophomore, batting eighth and playing right field. And senior Hannah Barrett will be behind the plate and batting ninth. Defensively for Southwestern and head coach Paige Mitchell, Hannah Nixon in left, Megan Bailey in center, Mackenzie Hampsey in right. Bree Roloff at third, Josie Bullion at short, Blythe Roloff at second, Maddie Seymour over at first, Abby McDonald is the catcher, and Sydney Baumgartner is in the circle for the Birds. As Carl said, 122 and two-thirds innings, an ERA of an even 2, striking out 149 batters. Squaring is Bussman pulling back and taking ball one, and with that, we are underway here at Southwestern High School on a beautiful day for postseason play. Couldn't have more sunshine than we do right now. There's a called strike outside corner. That evens it up. One ball, one strike.
Seems like we had a Baumgartner on the boys' side a few years back.
That would be her brother, Colin.
Very good.
The flamethrower.
Really hard thrower.
Just outside, 2-1. Trying to paint that outside corner, just missed wide. Of course, Colin had a nice career at SIUE. I think he had an elbow injury not that long ago, unfortunately. Here's the 2-1. Squaring again, pulling back again, taking strike two is Bussman. Two balls, two strikes. I remember Colin, every time he would warm up, seemingly, and it was on purpose, he would send one to the backstop. 90 miles an hour to the screen. That'll get your attention. Slap foul, left side, as Bussman stays alive. Bussman, a .453 batter on the year, 15 driven in. Girl, we've talked about it throughout this COVID season and the kids and the teams that have had to deal with all these different things. And these two groups right here with these seniors, these are the kids you really feel for. They would have been real good last year, fouled straight back by Bussman, and they're real good again this year. But with the nature of everything that went into this season, here they are playing in the first game of the regional. But these senior groups, these are the kids that you really feel for.
Oh, absolutely.
Two balls, two strikes. Check that. Three balls, two strikes. Baumgartner to Bussman. Slaps softly to Roloff, but third on to first, and she cuts Bussman down by a half step. Boy, Roloff was playing in, Carl. She wasted no time, and Bussman almost beat it.
Almost beat it. In fact, first baseman's foot almost came off the bag.
Dave Bishop calling balls and strikes today. Robert McPherson on the base paths. These umpires, I think the players have been busy. The umpires have been real busy since we got going with basketball back in the winter. There's a called strike outside corner to Michaela Hayes. Michaela, a senior, batting .247 on the year. She's driven in 23. She bats with the bases clear and one out. She chops that right back to Baumgartner. One step to her left, on to first, and Seymour for out number two. That'll bring in Keaton Link. Keaton had three RBI and a triple in that first meeting of the year back on May 24th. As Gillespie brought home the South Central Conference title. As Link stands tall in that right-handed box, takes ball one outside. Keaton hitting 296 on the year. She's driven in 21. She's been a good athlete across the sports spectrum in her career at Gillespie. As Bumgartner rocks and fires. Lifted right side, foul territory, and running out of real estate was Mackenzie Hampsey over there as it drops down for strike one. They don't have distances on the fence here at Southwestern, but it is fenced all the way around. They got a nice scoreboard out beyond the fence in right field. And the wind was blowing out at the start of the game, Carl, but as we look at the flag out in left center field now, it's not doing as much as it was just a few moments ago.
And how much wind?
That ball ripped right center field, and goodbye! Home run opposite field for Keaton Link. That ball was cracked.
Well, we just were mentioning the wind, and we're going to say, boy, it really will go to right center field. But the wind died down. Didn't matter in her case.
What a start for the Gillespie Miners as Keaton Link drives it out to right center field for a two-out solo home run in the first inning. And, Carl, there was no doubt when that left the bat. It was just a question of how far over the fence is it going. Now to bring in Sydney Byers, three home runs, 10 doubles on the year, driven in 24, hitting 517. She takes strike one. Jim Matisse was telling me before the game, Carl, they played Breeze Modern Day a few days ago. Great win for the Miners, but he said Sydney Byers hit a ball as far as he's ever seen a high school kid hit a ball. She takes that over but low for ball one. It's always interesting when a pitcher's hitting it, isn't it? When they're an elite pitcher and an elite hitter, you just wonder how much being an elite pitcher helps them hitting. They know what the pitcher's trying to do to them. What would I do here? She chops that left side, does Byers, grounded by the shortstop. Bouillon has to be quick. She is, and Sydney Byers is retired 6-3. A two-out solo home run off the bat of Keaton Link. We've completed a half inning. Gillespie leads 1-0. Southwestern coming to bat. Solo home run for Keaton Link in the top of the first has the Miners out in front as the Birds set to come to bat. Their lineup looks like this today. Senior Josie Bouillon leading things off. Senior Bree Roloff will hit second. Senior Megan Bailey hitting third. Freshman Abby McDonald will clean things up. Sophomore Blythe Roloff hitting fifth. Junior Hannah Nixon will bat sixth. Senior Sydney Baumgartner hitting seventh. Freshman Maddie Seymour will hit eighth. And freshman Ashlyn Huber, the designated player, will bat ninth. Defensively for Michelle Smith's Gillespie Miners, Shelby Taylor in left, Keaton Link in center with Eve Kaduk in right, Regan Busman at third, Chloe Segura at shortstop, Megan Reifs the second baseman with Michaela Hayes over at first, Hannah Barrett behind the plate, and she'll be working with Sydney Byers here today as Sydney peers in for the sign. Bouillon first ball swinging, fouls it straight back to the screen. In an impressive ERA for Byers on the year.
1.79 ERA, 79 strikeouts in those 9 innings, 25 walks.
Sydney rubs that ball against her right pant leg, brings home the 0-1. Called strike inside corner, perfectly placed from Byers. Barrett set up inside, and Sydney hit the mitt. The center fielder Link playing on the shortstop side a second. The 0-2 popped up on the infield. Who wants it? The third baseman, Busman. Nope. Segura, the shortstop, calls her off and makes the catch basically right at the normal third base position.
I do believe he called that the shortstop's ball. They have the better angle when the ball straight over the third baseman.
But it was about even with the bag, but you're right, though. When the shortstop calls it, you get out of the way. Just like when the center fielder calls it on the outfield, you get out of the way. Here's Bree Roloff, fouls that straight back. Bree, 464 batter on the year, three home runs, 12 doubles, 27 RBI, and she has just had a great career, and that's even factored in that she didn't get to play last year as a junior, but man, she can really hit the softball. There she's late on that swing, nothing in two. Well, that looked like Bree might have been guessing on a pitch, and she didn't guess right.
Nope.
Here's the 0-2. Byers has her set up. Over but low. Ball one. Good take there from Roloff. Megan Bailey waits on deck if anybody can reach Abby McDonald here in the bottom half of the first inning. Gillespie leading 1-0 thanks to a Keaton Link solo home run. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck her out.
Yeah, a good changeup can make the best of the hitters look bad sometimes.
That'll bring in Megan Bailey. She'll hit from the left side, bases clear, 2 outs.
There's our breeze that came back.
It's blowing more out towards left center field right now, but it feels nice. That ball lifted into center. Keaton Link a couple steps back, hauls it in a 1-2-3 frame for Sidney Byers and Gillespie. We've completed one inning here in this 2A regional semifinal. Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. Tim Mize crawled the bar back here at Southwestern High School. 2A softball regional semifinal play. Gillespie leading Southwestern 1-0 as we go top two. All sorts of baseball and softball for you tomorrow. We'll have Litchfield at North Mac Baseball live at 4:20 tomorrow right here on FM 106.1. Staunton at Carthenville Baseball will be live at 4:20 on 105.3 The Ox tomorrow. And then we'll have a softball regional championship from somewhere about 7 o'clock tomorrow night on FM 106. First offering for Bumgardner misses upstairs to Shelby Taylor. It'll be Shelby Taylor, Chloe Segura, and Megan Reif here in the minors' half of the second. That's in the dirt, outside, 2-0. Of course, we'll stream all of our high school action, as we always do, at WQSMIRadio.com. Here's the 2-0. Taylor rips that. That is past the second baseman, Blythe Roloff, into right center field for a leadoff base hit for Shelby Taylor. Came in hitting 387, and she just improves on that average.
A couple hard hit balls already by the minors team.
That brings in Chloe Segura now. Chloe batting 343 on the air. She's driven in 20, just a junior. Slightly open stance in that right-handed box. And she takes ball one outside from Baumgartner. Cardinal baseball for you right now as well, hosting the Red Legs on AM 1540, 106.9. In 92.9 FM. And if they don't give up 11 in the first, Carl, they're off to a better start than last night. Segura rips that on a line into center field. Like it's past one. Bailey will go to the fence. Taylor chugging around third. She is going to get a late stop sign and a good decision by Michelle Smith as the relay throw from Blythe Roloff was right on the money. Back-to-back base hits to start the second inning. A single by Taylor, a double by Segura.
Yeah, with nobody out, Tim, it's a little too hard to send the runner for that.
And, Carl, that ball was really stung right up the middle. I think it surprised Bailey a little bit how quickly it got out there.
It fired all the way, rolled to the wall.
Dave Bishop over having a conversation in front of the Southwestern dugout with Piasaw Birds head coach Peg Mitchell. She's not happy about something. Dave Bishop says his piece, tells Peg Mitchell that's enough. Back behind the dish he goes. I would assume that would be strike zone related. Don't know. But a good piece of officiating there by Dave Bishop. There's a called strike. The ability of an umpire, Carl, to diffuse a situation instead of escalate a situation.
It's a good thing.
A very good thing. Very good thing. So a great chance here for the Miners. And Reif lifts that. Short right field, catch is made by Hampsey, and the runners cannot move up. A nice running catch out there by McKenzie Hampsey.
That would have been that typical little blooper that just no one's there, but a good run in play by McKenzie.
Not quite off the shoe tops, but close. And she had her momentum coming towards home plate, too, so she was ready to fire home if Taylor tried to go. Well, now you've got 8 and 9 coming up, Carl. Eve Kaduk followed by Hannah Barrett, and if you're Sydney Baumgartner, you can maybe see the light at the end of the tunnel now, this second and third situation.
Like we say, these are two good pitchers.
Oh, they're going to call the runner out at second base.
She didn't even touch
the base. I think they're going to say, the umpires got together, Carl, and they're going to say the throw went into second, and they're going to say that Segura did not get back in time. So the runner at second is going to be out. And that is a huge momentum swing in this inning. So instead of second and third, one out, it's now a runner at third, two out. And maybe they should have sent Taylor.
Well, yeah, they would have thrown home then. I I kind of caught it where I think she just had her foot off the bag for no reason. She was standing right by it and just put it on there. But if the defender tags it, it's a force out.
Yes, that's a big, big play. So now Kaduk bats with two out, squares, bunts it in the air, caught by the catcher McDonald, and just like that, the side is retired. And, Carl, that could be a momentum swing potentially right there from second and third, nobody out, to the inning is over. Ooh. For the Gillespie Miners. They do not score. The scoreboard says 3-0. That is not right. They did not get any runs in that inning. As we go bottom two, Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. We go bottom two here at Southwestern. Gillespie leading 1-0. And Carl, Dave Bishop was right on top of that play. You saw it as well.
Right. And she could have got back. She just wasn't paying attention. The throw came in the second. And then she stepped on the bag after it was there.
So after a single and a double to start the inning, a fly out to right, and then an out at second on the force, and then a pop out and a bunt to the catcher, and the side was retired. 4-5-6 now for Southwestern as Abby McDonald takes strike one on the inside corner. It'll be McDonald followed by Blythe Roloff and Hannah Nixon.
Yeah, put an asterisk on that.
Big time. Big time. Swing and a miss there. Late was McDonald. She's quickly down 0-2, and you just kind of took for granted Gillespie was going to get at least one of those runs home. To get out of it with nothing is huge for the Birds and Baumgartner. There's a strike called inside corner. McDonald couldn't pull the trigger, and she is out on three pitches.
Right now, Cindy Byers looks in the zone, really in the zone.
He is locked in. Two strikeouts in the first four hitters she's faced, and there hasn't been hard contact. And a lot of swings like that, Carl, late as Blythe Roloff swung through that.
And they faced her before, so maybe she's got the little extra giddy up.
There's a called strike inside corner right under the hand. And Carl, that's just a beautiful pitcher's pitch right there. If you're Roloff, you can't do nothing with that one. 0-2. Byers rocks, fires. Strike three called. Couldn't pull the trigger again. Six pitches, two strikeouts looking.
And that one low. Inside.
Now to bring in Hannah Nixon, hitting 484 on the season. She'll stand in from the left side.
Seems like she's putting it where she wants it, don't it? High, away.
Has fouled straight back. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of Hannah Barrett reaching and stabbing at balls. Nope. She's setting her target, and she's not having to move much. Well, these seniors for Gillespie, and you know it's true for the seniors for Southwestern too, like we alluded to early. Talented groups. They don't want their high school careers to come to a close here today. Blocked as it bounced in front of the plate. Blocked nicely by Barrett. One ball, one strike. And it doesn't matter who wins this game, Carl. The loser is going to feel real rotten. Because you're talking about a good team, a good program that's going home today.
Both teams want to keep going, that is for sure.
Alton Marquette awaits. In the dirt, 2-1.
And another good program we're talking about in Alton Marquette.
And they've got the elite pitcher, too, Lauren Linehan. She's actually from Bunker Hill, going to Marquette, and she is legit. In the dirt, 3-1. She had a 17-strikeout game earlier this year, I think, where she gave up one hit.
Yikes.
So, you know, when you're in those types of situations, second and third, nobody out, you better scratch something across. 1-0 Gillespie with the lead here. That ball hit on the ground. The third baseman, Busman, a nice diving stop, and she cuts down Hannah Nixon. A nice play by Busman. One step to her left and a dive, and Nixon is retired. Six up, six down for the Piasol Birds. We have completed two innings here in the softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. We go top three here at Southwestern High School. Gillespie leading the Piasol Birds 1-0. Just a picture perfect day here for ball as the sun is just drenching the field here at Southwestern. And a far cry from yesterday, Carl, when it kept trying to rain on us.
Just a miserable little drizzle rain and just bad on the paper. You wouldn't mind it just on yourself.
This is perfect weather, though. Hannah Barrett in the top of the order. Busman and Hayes for Gillespie. As Baumgartner's first pitch misses wide for ball one. Barrett hitting 361 on the year, 12 RBI. Just a good ball player is Hannah Barrett. She laces that into center field. Bailey misjudged that. It's over her head and to the fence. Line drive right over the head of Megan Bailey. And a leadoff double for Hannah Barrett. And Carl Bailey that time froze off the bat. And by the time she realized that, it was too late.
Too late, and again hit right at her. And we've seen that in a lot of these games. If balls hit right at them, their usual mistake is that first step in or just frozen.
That line drive right at a center fielder is about the toughest ball you're going to encounter in that position. But, yeah, when your first step is in, it's over.
You've lost two or three steps by then.
Here's Bussman. Takes strike one. She was walking up like she wanted to do some slap hitting there. Instead took it for strike one. Regan Crandall out to third base to start our ball game. Solo home run by Keaton Link in the first. And then Gillespie at second and third. Nobody out in the second. Did not score. Bussman slaps that to left. Corralled out there by Nixon. And Bussman is retired. So staying put at second is Hannah Barrett. And that'll bring in Michaela Hayes. That is outside to Michaela Hayes. She bounced right back to the pitcher. Her first AB. Hayes hits that on the ground to second. Roloff has it on to first for the out. Barrett up to third. So Hayes out 4-3. And that'll bring in Keaton Link, who blasted a home run over the right center field fence in her first plate appearance. She'll bat now with a runner at third and two out. She strolls up to the plate. She grabs some dirt, rubs it in between her batting gloves, and steps into the dish. That is upstairs for ball one.
And you better believe Bumgarner's going to pitch very careful.
Absolutely. The problem is, though, you got Sydney Byers standing over there on the on-deck circle. She's licking her chops. Here's the 1-0. Outside, 2-0. Well, you get in the middle of this Gillespie order, Carl, and let's pick your poison. You got Link, you got Byers, and you got Taylor.
They had some hard hit balls already in this ballgame. This one a home run.
Swing and a miss there. I think Link expanded her zone a little bit. Two balls, one strike. Had her out in front. She's got a big smile on her face there. Restraps the batting gloves into the right-handed box. She goes. The 2-1. Hit on the ground. The first baseman, Seymour, has it. Didn't catch it cleanly, but the second baseman, Blythe Roloff, heads up, covering. And the play is made to cut down Link. That will go 3-4. On the putout. So a leadoff double is stranded at third as we go bottom three in this 2A regional semifinal. Gillespie leading Southwestern 1-0.
At Mark Stearin State Farm Office in Litchfield, we focus on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house or life without having to give up college. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield at 217-324-4120 and put the life back in your life insurance.
Summer savings are in full bloom at Hicks Maytag in Gillespie. Stop in today or shop their new website at www.shophicksmaytag.com to see the latest in Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana brand appliances.
Whether it's a new roof for the garage, resheeting that old barn, or a new metal roof for your home, call or come by Hawkeye Steel. Hawkeye Steel also offers steel frame buildings from garden sheds up to pre-engineered livestock, agricultural, or multi-use buildings. Conveniently located on I-55, exit 44, or call us at 866-999-7880.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Along with Carl DeBart, Tim Mize back here at Southwestern High School. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. 2A softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leading 1-0, bottom three, as Sydney Baumgartner takes ball one. It'll be Baumgartner, Maddie Seymour, Ashlyn Huber, 7, 8, and 9 for Southwestern. As Byers has set down the first six in order. That ball hit in the air, down the line, and foul. Behind third base and in front of the left fielder, Taylor, but foul. Barrett picks up the bat and hands it back to Baumgartner as she returns to the batter's box. Leading off the third inning. Wind blowing out towards left center field. The one strike pitch popped up foul right side. Link gives it a look and check that. Michaela Hayes gives it a look and a nice over the shoulder catch with her back towards the infield near the fencing.
Tough play for a first baseman. She made it. Seen some good plays in this game already.
Wound up, I think, being almost a basket style catch too. Very, very nice play. Let her bring in Maddie Seymour. Hitting 317 on the year. Bats with the bases clear and one down. First ball swing, chases a high one, comes up empty. But we've seen Southwestern swing through that pitch a number of times here today, Carl, and that high offering is just so enticing.
Rarely are you going to get it.
Inside, 1-1.
And if you hit it, it's usually a foul ball.
But it's so hard to lay off of. One ball, one strike. One out here in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss there as Seymour went even higher out of the zone there, chasing that one, 1-2. But when it's in your eyes, you think, oh, I'm going to crank that sucker. She lifts that one into center field. Keaton Link a few steps in and hauls it in for out number two. So eight up and eight down for Sydney Byers. She has struck out three, and we haven't seen really any hard contact.
No, ground ball to the third baseman might have been the hardest hit ball in this so far for the Southwestern.
That was a nice play by Bussman that ended the second inning. First offering to Huber, misses low, ball one to Ashlyn Huber, just a freshman, the designated player for the Pius All Birds. Fires has her sign from Barrett. Pumps, fires, called strike inside corner. One ball, one strike on the freshman Huber. Fouled back over the screen. One ball, two strikes. You foul a ball good enough straight back here, Carl, might go right across the highway.
It could, easy enough.
Was that 67 or 267? They switched them around.
Whichever one goes by the school.
There you go. Swing and a miss. Huber chased one over her head, and she is down on strikes. Another 1-2-3 frame for Sydney Byers. We've completed three innings here in this softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. Top four here at Southwestern High School. Gillespie leading 1-0. And, Carl, if you're the Pius All Birds, you feel fortunate to be down just one.
Could be another run or two or even three.
Gillespie at second and third. Nobody out in the second. Did not score as Baumgartner pumps in strike one to Sydney Byers.
Good play by Roloff. Saved the run last inning.
Heads
up play. Getting over there.
Because that was not a traditional play where you think, I need to cover the bag there when you're the second baseman. But it's a good thing she was there. Swinging through that offering was Byers. Down 0-2. I think Baumgartner took something off of that delivery. But the little plays, Carl, Southwestern comes back and wins this game. Remember that play by Blythe Roloff. That ball laced right field, played on a hop by Hampsey. And Byers is aboard with a leadoff base hit.
Hampsey was caught on that one. Go for it or back off. And if she went for it, missed it, would go to the wall and probably be a double or more.
I think she made the right call, too,
calling
a 1-0.
She did. And it was dying, too. From our view, you can see that sinking action of the softball.
Courtesy runner for Byers is Iris Page, the junior. Yeah, if you go for that ball and don't get it, Byers is standing at least on second, maybe on third. Here is Shelby Taylor, takes strike one on the outside corner. Taylor singled her first plate appearance in the second, and then Segura followed with a double, but they did not score. That is hit right back to the pitcher, Baumgartner. Her plays to first. Taylor is out there, 1-3 on the putout. Up to second goes the courtesy runner, Iris Page.
A little swinging bunt in that case as it does the job, getting the runner into scoring position. If she hit it hard, Tim, it could have been a double play.
But knowing Shelby Taylor, I don't think that's what she was looking for in that spot.
No, she wasn't looking for it because she rolled it right to the pitcher.
Here is Chloe Segura. Takes ball one outside. Segura doubled back in the second inning, and then she wound up getting doubled off of second base on the flyout to right field by Megan Reif. As she was going back to the bag, she just never got there. She hits that on the ground. The third baseman, Bree Roloff, has it across the diamond out. Page to third. She is out. A base running mistake for Iris Page as Maddie Seymour comes up throwing across the diamond, and the tag is there in time. So a leadoff base hit by Byers is cut down at third, and the side is retired as we go bottom four. Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. Southwestern will send up the top of the batting order here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Josie Bullion, Bree Roloff, and Megan Bailey working against Sydney Byers. Pumps in strike one. Sydney has faced the minimum through three, fanning four.
Still using a real good inside low pitch, starting them off.
Bullion takes that offering inside for ball one. Josie popped out to the shortstop back in the first inning. Seven doubles on the year, hitting .431. Couple of senior-laden clubs battling here in this regional semifinal. Fouled off to the right side, 1-2. Carl, it's not like these are just good teams. You know, there's the difference between the good teams and the good programs. These are both good programs year after year
right.
They're in these types of situations.
And both having, even for themselves, good years.
Yes. Yeah, even by their standards.
You'll always see them over .500. 20-6 is much better.
That ball hit through the hole at short and third, and there's Southwestern's first hit, their first base runner, and they have the leadoff batter aboard here in the fourth. Here in the pregame, we talked about their losses this year for all of them, you know, six losses on each side. All the big schools are private schools. Of course, the winner of this game going to get a private school in the championship game, Alton Marquette, and their top flight pitcher, Lauren Linehan. That ball fouled by a Roloff, and she could turn this game around in a hurry with one swing.
Had to get that base runner on there. Southwestern has achieved that now.
A one-strike count on Bree Roloff as Byers brings it in the dirt, blocked by Barrett, one ball, one strike. First time Sydney's had to deal with any traffic today. She had all sorts of base runners the first time these two teams met. Seven hits, four walks, but not necessarily a lot of hard contact. There's some hard contact, but foul down the left field line, 1-2 on Bree Roloff. She has a quick bat.
Quick bat, and that definitely was the hardest hit ball we've seen by Southwestern in this game.
Foul by probably a one
much.
Softball, maybe?
Yeah, a softball or two at most. And it would have shot into the corner.
A 1-0 Gillespie lead, the run coming in the first inning, a home run by Keaton Link with two outs. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck her out, took something off, and had Bree
close.
Out in front. They checked on the runner.
First was very close, too.
Anna Barrett just giving a look down there and almost snuck an out in. Nice pitch by Byers, though, with the off-speed delivery. That'll bring in Megan Bailey. She flied out to center. Back in the first, she's 0-1. Takes strike one right at the kneecaps. 26 RBI on the year for Bailey, hitting .437. Boy, and she's one of those softball players, Carl. She takes her practice swing. You can hear the bat smacking off of her back. Never understand how they don't have a bat-shaped bruise outside. Like, you get hit by a ball, you know you wind up with seam marks.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not have the logo of whatever bat that is right between your shoulder blades? There it is
yep.
Again. Hurts me just hearing it.
Yeah. Don't think I want to do that. No.
One ball, one strike. Strike called outside corner, and Byers just hitting her spots here today. And Bailey's out of the box now. She's limping around a little bit. She took that last offering. Now she's having a conversation. First base coach, good chuckle there. A lighter moment. Whatever was ailing her, she's fine now.
I think the throwback.
Was that what happened?
It went off to the side.
So that's what happened. Okay, so Hannah Barrett's throwback hit Megan Bailey. As Barrett and Bailey have a good laugh about that now. We saw a base runner get hit on a throwback to first base yesterday. Outside, 2-2. Center fielder Link on the shortstop side of second, so there's a lot of hitting room into right center field. The left-handed swinging Bailey could pull by her. She fouls that straight back. Fence work, no flinch from Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Looks odd. Tell you, she's been working her outside. I wonder if she'll go inside and tight.
It was a good swing on that last offering from Bailey. She was right on it. Runner at first, one out. Tried that outside corner again, but missed. 3-2. Just the second three-ball count that Sydney's had here today. First full count. Hasn't walked a batter yet. The 3-2. Hit on the ground to shortstop. Segura has it. Second out. And that's all they're going to get. They're going to call the runner. I thought they were signaling safe at second. But no. Out is Bullion on the fielder's choice. So Bailey now the runner at first. As McDonald will bat with two down. She struck out looking in her first plate appearance. Takes ball one a little bit high.
Well, got the leadoff batter on, but have not moved her over at all in this inning. You wonder, do you take the shot and maybe try and steal just to get some momentum going?
Bailey over at first, not going, and ball two upstairs to Abby McDonald. Litchfield at North Mac Baseball tomorrow, live at 4:20 on WSMI FM 106.1. Staunton at Carlinville tomorrow, live at 4:20 on 105.3 The Ox. Carlin, the winners of those two games will play for the regional championship on Monday. A game we'll have on FM 106. There's a called strike inside corner. Two balls, one strike. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate this week, too. Going to be a good week to get in some postseason ball. There's another called strike inside corner. It was 2-0. It's now 2-2 as McDonald can't pull the trigger. She struck out on three pitches in the second. Now she's taken the last two. Two balls, two strikes. One on, two out. Hit on the ground. Segura backhand corrals it on to first. Yes, in time. Nice job by Chloe Segura. She backhanded it. The ball came out of her glove, rolled up her leg. She did not panic, just found the handle and across the diamond for the out. And the Southwestern Piasaw Birds get a leadoff single, but no advancement after that. We've completed four innings here in this softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leading Southwestern 1-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Southwestern High School. Gillespie leading the Piasaw Birds 1-0 as we go top five. A two-out home run in the first inning. The only scoring of the ball game, courtesy of Keaton Link. And that ball was smacked.
That was really smacked. A couple others, too, especially in the next inning. But the Miners have let themselves not get in the end or this plate, and that has cost them, I think. Its opportunities have been wasted.
Megan Reif, Eve Kaduk, Hannah Barrett, 7, 8, and 9 for the Miners as Reif took strike one. She takes ball one to even it up, a ball and a strike. No, Gillespie had second and third. Nobody out in the second. Did not score. And then wound up stranding a runner in the fourth inning. That's a swing and a miss there from Reif. One ball, two strikes. Well, they stranded a runner in the third inning. So they've left two on base today, but it feels like more than that. That second and third no-out situation really skews
like
it, doesn't it?
Needs to come home.
Outside, 2-2.
But a freaky double play. A little pop-up catch in the outfield and throw to second, and the runner just did not put her foot down on the base.
Yeah, she thought she was back in time.
She just misjudged
the distance, I guess. Swing and a miss as Megan Reif chased the low one, and she's down on strikes.
Well, that's a first I have for Cindy. In the ballgame, first strikeout, no walks.
Giving up five hits, not one run.
Gotten out a lot of jams.
She's keeping her team in the ballgame.
Oh, no doubt.
Right there. Here's Kaduk. She popped out to the catcher on a bunt attempt. That ended that second inning threat. There's a swing and a miss by Kaduk.
And for that matter, you could say the defense has kept a couple runs home, too, with getting the double play and then the great play by the second baseman, Roloff, being there to get that out. Otherwise, the run scores.
Squaring, bunting is Barrett. The third baseman, Bree Roloff, has it and cuts down Eve Kaduk. So that'll go 5-3 on the putout. And two quick outs here. They'll bring in the ninth place batter, Hannah Barrett. Yeah, the Roloffs, they've had a nice defensive game at third for Bree and second for Blythe. Barrett doubled back in the third. She wound up stranded at third. She takes strike one. The Barrett double, I believe, Carl, is the one that got over the head of Megan Bailey, that line drive right at her.
Hit hard, but, yeah, because it's right at her, she doesn't judge the distance well.
Barrett slashes that beyond the first baseman, and she's going to be safe. She did not hit it well, had just enough steam to get beyond the first baseman, Seymour, but not enough steam to fall into the glove of the second baseman, Blythe Roloff, who was right behind.
Not enough there, and then really no one would have been able to cover first anyway, as both first and second baseman are in the same spot.
Well, yeah, once that ball hit the ground, it was a base hit all the way. So 2-for-2 is Barrett today. And that'll bring the top of the order to the plate in Regan Bussman. She's 0-2. She's grounded to third and lined out to left. Hitting from the left side. First ball swinging right back to Baumgartner. Did she catch that? She did. Picked it right off the dirt. Wow. What a nice reaction from Sydney Baumgartner. And Bussman is out on a line out right back to the pitcher. So a two-out single is left stranded at first as we go bottom five in the softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leads Southwestern 1-0. Bottom five, Gillespie leading Southwestern 1-0 as the Birds bat here in the bottom of the fifth. Blythe Roloff, Hannah Nixon, Sydney Baumgartner, 5-6-7 for Southwestern as Byers misses inside with ball one. 1-0 Gillespie, but again, the Miners had second and third, nobody out in the second inning and failed the score. Right now, that is looming large in this game. That ball is foul just over the third base bag. First strike on Blythe Roloff. Carl, the way Byers is going, if this game is 2-0, it has a distinctly different feel.
Oh, no doubt. The way it's going, but that one, all it takes is that one swing, just like what Gillespie got.
Byers has only surrendered one hit on the day. It was a two-out single. Has hit the short. Segura across in time to get the out on Blythe Roloff.
Good play by Segura that time. If she had a little bobble, she would have been doomed because of the speed wouldn't have gave her time to throw her out.
So Roloff is retired. She's 0-2 today. That'll bring in Hannah Nixon. She bounced out to third, her first plate appearance. 484 batter on the year, standing in from the left side. Bottom fifth already. That ball is hit slowly back to Byers. Corrales throws high, but Hayes able to stretch, reach, and pulls it down. A quick out number two.
Sydney Byers, 5 strikeouts, 0 walks, Tim, and probably thrown a lot less pitches than a normal game, even against a good team, because she's gotten a lot of outs on the first and second pitches.
I've only got her for 2 3-ball counts today.
Yeah, there's not been many.
Here's Cindy Baumgartner. First ball swinging. Pops it up foul territory. Hayes on the dive. Oh, she makes the catch. She misjudged it at first and had to make a beeline towards home plate. She left her feet, makes the dive, gets the catch, and the side is retired. We've completed 5 innings here at Southwestern High School in the softball regional semifinal. Gillespie leading the Piasaw Birds 1-0.
Top
six. Gillespie leading Southwestern 1-0 thanks to Keaton Link's first inning, 2-out home run. That has been the scoring here today. The Link home run and the Byers domination from inside the circle, the story so far here for the Gillespie Miners. Michaela Hayes, Keaton Link, Sydney Byers, 2, 3, and 4 as Baumgartner misses low with her first offering. Sydney's pitched a nice ball game here today, Carl. She has given up 6 hits, but just that one run.
She's pitched out of jams, and that's a key.
That's low, ball two, to Michaela Hayes. Michaela 0-2 today. She has bounced back to Baumgartner and grounded out to second.
And only one strikeout. That's not typical for Cindy. She strikes out more than one per inning usually.
That's upstairs 3-0. But you know, in their first game, she struck out, I think, just two.
Right.
In six innings. This Gillespie lineup, they just have.
It's going to make the point. Doesn't this Gillespie lineup tell you something? That tells you something about this Gillespie lineup. Making contact.
Inside in a four-pitch walk to Hayes. And Carl, when you just look at this Miners lineup, just 1 through 9, and the approaches and the skill set, there's not a lot of strikeouts in there.
No, there hasn't been.
So Keaton Link, her solo home run in the first, that is the difference in the ball game right now. She grounded out to the first baseman her second time up. Takes ball one. That's the ball, Carl, that was hit slowly that the first baseman Seymour didn't handle cleanly, but Blythe Roloff was covering
right.
The bag.
That's
saved a run.
Saved a run right there on a heads-up play.
One ball count here on Link. Baumgartner has her sign, brings it outside 2-0, and that's sixth straight out of the zone here to start the top half of the sixth inning.
Pitching coach coming out, huh? I wonder what she's seen.
Well, she saw six straight out of the zone.
Yeah, here. I mean, she might have seen something that's her release. We're not falling through as much or something because she came out.
Cardinal baseball for you right now on 106.9 and 92.9 FM hosting the Reds. And then tomorrow, all sorts of high school postseason action in 2A baseball regional semifinal play. Litchfield at North Mac, live coverage 420 FM 106.1. Staunton at Carthenville, live coverage 420 on 105.3. The Yox, and then we will have a softball regional championship from somewhere. 7 o'clock tomorrow night, FM 106. We'll stream it all at WUSMIRadio.com. Always check the broadcast schedule at WUSMIRadio.com. So two balls, no strikes on Link outside, 3-0. Boy, she's got the green light here, wouldn't you think, if it's to her liking. Just because you have it doesn't mean you have to take it.
You don't have to take it, but if it's what you're looking for.
Squaring,
nope.
Pulling back, takes strike one. And as soon as she squared, Carl's like, okay, she does not have
nope.
The green light.
Usually they're not going to do that on a 3-0 count.
So three balls, one strike to Keaton Link. Outside,
and
she walked her. Back-to-back walks to start the top half of the sixth inning. And Sydney Byers stroll into the plate. When you're asking for trouble, aren't you, when you walk two in front of Sydney Byers. Hitting 517 coming into the day, 24 RBIs, 3 home runs, 10 doubles. She's 1 out of 2 today with a single. First offering from Baumgartner misses low and wide for ball one.
And you're having control issues. The last thing you want to do is just put one in down the middle of the plate.
Not the part of the order
to
do that, no. The 1-0. Inside, 2-0. So she's been missing primarily outside here in this inning, so she made the adjustment but overcorrected and missed inside. Outside.
Another maybe green light.
Well, I would sure think so.
3-0 count again.
Three balls, no strikes. Byers moves way up in the batter's box here. She's going to square. She's not going to hit. She's going to pull back and take strike one. Now she'll be ready to swing away. For the game she's pitching in the circle, she has a chance to bust it open right here and now. Three balls, one strike. Two on, nobody out. Ripped left field. Goodbye. Three-run homer way out of here for Sydney Byers.
Totally out of sight as it goes down the hill here at Southwestern.
She was ready on the 3-1 delivery, and she did not miss it. 4-0 Gillespie. Have yourself a day, Sydney Byers.
Well, her pitching today has been outstanding. And you knew that one run. It could be lingering there that they had opportunities. Well, this opportunity they did not fail on. The two walks come home to score on the Neller homer by the Miners.
Sydney Byers. It was Keaton Lincoln the first with a solo blast. Byers said, I can do better than that. A 3-run shot
all
here
runs.
In the sixth.
Yeah, all runs scored by the home run today.
And that brings in Shelby Taylor. Still nobody out here in the top half of the sixth. There's a called strike one.
It's like Cindy Bumgarner just got in the wrong groove at the wrong time, walked a couple, and they're dangerous hitters, but then got into more dangerous hitters, and that made it even tougher.
Upstairs, ball one. And she was in a tough spot, having walked the first two batters, a 3-1 count. She could not walk the bases loaded, so she had to bring one over the plate, and Sydney Byers was ready for it. Taylor pops that up. Who wants it? Kind of a tough spot in between, and the center fielder barely has it bounce in and out of her glove. And on to second goes Shelby Taylor. And Carl, that just looked like trouble from the get-go. You could tell the shortstop Boolean, she was not going to be able to get there. The center fielder Bailey, she was playing fairly deep, and she was charging hard in the left center field, had it in her glove, but it popped out.
Got there in time and made a good play on it, Tim. It just popped right, yeah, right in the middle of her glove and popped right out.
So that'll be an error on Bailey. That'll bring in Chloe Segura. One out of two on the day. That's a called strike one to Segura. The wheels in the wagon have gotten wobbly for Southwestern here in the sixth.
It's like our game yesterday. Cavaliers, once they got rolling in that one inning, it just wouldn't stop and scored six runs.
Segura takes that outside. One ball, one strike. 4-0 Gillespie. Two home runs. A solo shot by Link in the first and a huge three-run blast by Sydney Byers here in the sixth after back-to-back walks to start the inning. Segura takes that outside. 2-1.
You're right about that one point. The 1-9 in this lineup for the minors just seem all tough outs.
Where's the break?
Right. Explains why Sydney Bumgarner has not struck out many of them in two games.
Segura chased one in the dirt there. Two balls, two strikes. Yeah, they just don't chase a lot of pitches out of the zone. And if you put it over the plate, man, they really get the barrel to it.
Got some hitters on this team. Anyways, Byers is pitching. They got the pitching they got to have.
They've got the complete set. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. That's why that game against Marquette will be so interesting tomorrow. Power versus power in the circle and at the plate. That ball is lifted into center field. Megan Bailey settles under it and gloves that one for the first out of the inning.
Definitely the wind is aiding these balls way up there in the air because that didn't seem like it was hit very far as it went straight up practically, but the wind carried it a little farther to the outfielder.
Yeah, blowing out towards left center field now.
Has switched on us from start of the game.
Well, it's a nice feeling breeze, though. Sunshine, probably 80-something degrees. Just perfect. Fouled straight back by Megan Reif. But you can tell a lot by foul balls sometimes. And Gillespie's foul balls today have been straight back and just solid. And Southwestern has just struggled really to square much up.
Well, missing. A lot of swing and misses on that high pitch.
The one strike pitch to Reif. Swing and a miss there. She got tied up on the inside. Nice delivery from Baumgartner there. Shelby Taylor, the runner out at second. She reached on an error by the center fielder Bailey after the three-run homer, courtesy of Sydney Byers. Segura flied out to center. So runner at second, one out, as that's fouled straight back by Megan Reif. She's just a sophomore, 22 RBI, 282 hitter on the year. Unless they got somebody that's in junior high now, Carl, it looks like Megan Reif. She'll be the number one pitcher next year.
Mm.
With Gillespie, though, you never know. They might have somebody waiting in the wings.
Good.
There's a swing
there
and a miss by Reif on a nice delivery from Sydney Baumgartner. You like teams like Gillespie that are good year after year. That's the secret to the success, isn't it? There's always, about every 4 years, they've just got an elite pitcher lined up ready to go.
It seems like it.
Here's Eve Kaduk, takes ball one outside. I mean, they're kind of like the Green Bay Packers of high school softball, you know. They just go from Hall of Fame quarterback to Hall of Fame quarterback to Hall of Fame quarterback. It's like Gillespie, you know, it started with Corey Allen. Of course, you had Kelsey Matisa.
And Matisa was, what, at least three? Was she full four-year starter?
I think so, yes.
And I think she was, too. And both of them were four-year dominant starters.
There's a called strike inside corner, 2-1.
That's 8 years there, you know.
Just like that.
You got 8 great years.
And there, you know, there was a pretty big gap between those two.
There was a gap.
There was elite pitchers in between, but I'm just not getting them off the top of my head right now.
Probably not to their two types, so I think they probably had the best, those two.
Fouled straight back. Well, yeah.
We'll have to look through all of them, but.
You're talking about, with those two, the who's who, really, in the entire state. History.
History, yep.
Especially Kelsey Matisa.
And, you know, Bunker Hill had a couple when their program was going.
Oh, Lindsay Bonnell might be the best pitcher ever around here. She was something. There's a swing and a miss. And Kaduk is down on strike. But, boy, is the damage done. Two walks to start the inning. And Sydney Byers crushed a 3-run homer down the left field line. As we go bottom six in this regional semifinal, Gillespie leads Southwestern 3-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Southwestern High School. Gillespie leading the Birds 4-0. A 3-run homer in that last half inning by Sydney Byers. Of course, that came after the solo home run by Keaton Link. In the first inning, 4-0 Miners, 8-9 top of the order for Southwestern as Byers misses with ball one to Maddie Seymour. So a pair of freshmen of Maddie Seymour and Ashlyn Huber in the top of the order in Josie Bullion. The 1-0 offering stays inside, 2-0. And if you're Southwestern, you just need base runners any way, anyhow.
Yeah, you know, it's almost impossible to score 4 runs. Unless Sydney Byers just lost control. So you're going to have to try and peck away with a run or two in one of these innings coming up that you have left.
Well, 3-0 here on Seymour to start the frame. Sydney goes behind the rubber, back of the circle, kind of collects herself here. She does not want to issue a leadoff walk. But that's exactly what she's done. A four-pitch walk, the first of the day issued by Byers. And that's exactly how the trouble last half inning started for Baumgartner. It was a four-pitch walk to the first batter she faced. She then walked Keaton Link, which led to the 3-run homer by Sydney Byers. So here's the ninth place hitter, Ashlyn Huber. 0-for-1 today. Strikeout victim back in the third. The first baseman, Hayes, is playing in. Squaring Huber, pulls back, takes ball one. The ball bounced away from Barrett. Very alert is Seymour, and she takes second base. That was just good alert base running from Maddie Seymour right there. That ball really didn't get that far away from Hannah Barrett.
She knew she could make it, and that's key. Get in scoring position.
Well, you better, right? Down 4-0 in the sixth.
Yeah, you don't want to be out there, that's for sure.
One ball, no strikes on the freshman, Ashlyn Huber. The seniors waiting in the wings. Bullion, Roloff, Ian Bailey. Boy, would they love an opportunity to hit here in the sixth. The 1-0. Strike called inside corner, 1-1. But if you're the freshman, Huber, this is a tough AB, isn't it?
Oh, you bet.
Byers has her sign. Brings it. Hit on the ground right side. The second baseman right to her left. Gloves it on to first for the out. And Huber is retired 4-3. Runner over to third base. That's Seymour. She's there with one out in the top of the order. So if you're Southwestern, Carl, sixth inning here, one out. This is your time. You got Bullion, Roloff, Bailey. And then for your cleanup batter, McDonald, waiting. So this is the time for the Birds. If you're making your move, this is it. Bullion, first ball swinging. Thought she fouled that off her leg, but it goes to the third baseman. She hesitated too long, and Bullion beats it out. Bussman did not let it go, Carl. That'll be an infield base hit. I initially thought that went off the leg of Josie Bullion, but she was busting it down the line from the get-go, and I'm not sure what the hesitation was.
She was looking at the runner at third, leaving the base, but it's like, boy, let her score.
Yeah,
you get this second out here.
So not an error, but a misplay. And here's Bree Roloff. Takes ball one inside. The old saying, Carl, when in doubt, get an out.
Yeah, and the runner was less than a step off anyway. So she probably couldn't make it.
Yeah, 4-run lead, 1 out of the sixth. The runner at third don't matter so much. Here's Roloff, pops it up. This is a big out for Byers. The center fielder, Link, settles under it, makes the catch. Seymour's tagging from third. She will score on the sack fly by Bree Roloff. So makes it 4-1, and the leadoff walk comes around to score, as it usually does. That was just good small ball, too, by Gillespie.
Good
Carl,
small ball.
Giving the run, make sure the runner at first stayed at first. The Bullion still at first base with two outs. And here's Megan Bailey. Megan, 0 out of 2 today. Flied to center, reaching the fielder's choice. First ball swinging, hits it to the shortstop, Segura. Yeah, she looked to second, no, and everybody's going to be safe. She didn't field it cleanly initially, Carl, and then by the time she decided to go to first, it was too late.
And there's another one that, yeah, if, and I don't know if...
What's your scoring on that?
What do you think? I mean, it's not an error because she makes the play, but if she doesn't look at the runner, she's got a shot.
We'll give it a base hit then.
Yeah, might have beat it anyway, truthfully. It was going to be a fairly bang-bang play if she just fielded and thrown.
Well, this is a big spot now for Southwestern, isn't it? You got your cleanup batter, Abby McDonald, coming up, representing the tying run. In a leadoff walk, started it all, Maddie Seymour took four out of the zone to begin the inning. Ashlyn Huber bounced out to second. Josie Bullion got an infield single. That moved Seymour up to third, and then she scored on the roll-off sack fly. And now the cleanup batter, Abby McDonald, just a freshman, a chance to make a huge imprint in this regional semifinal. She takes ball one. Quick off here.
Two plays that can be made. Third base, yep. First one, if she just fields and throws, gets them, and possibly at shortstop, the same thing. It's like, wow, that's two extra outs given.
If you're McDonald, you are relishing this opportunity in your freshman season. All this great senior talent, and you're up at the plate. Bottom six, two outs, representing the tying run in a 4-1 ball game. Inside. Two balls, one strike on the cleanup batter, Abby McDonald. Buyer's offering. Ripped, oh, caught by Segura, the shortstop, the hardest hit ball of the day for Southwestern. Finds the glove of Chloe Segura, and the side is retired. One run, two left, as we go top seven in this regional semifinal. Gillespie leads Southwestern 4-1.
Fleming Tall Fall & Company, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville, has been providing tax and accounting services to Central Illinois for over 40 years. For business, farm, and personal accounting, call Fleming Tall Fall & Company CPAs, the area's tax specialists, with offices in Litchfield and Carlinville.
Summer savings are in full bloom at Hicks Maytag in Gillespie. Stop in today or shop their new website at www.shophicksmaytag.com to see the latest in Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana brand appliances.
Whether it's a new roof for the garage, resheeting that old barn, or a new metal roof for your home, call or come by Hawkeye Steel. Hawkeye Steel also offers steel frame buildings from garden sheds up to pre-engineered livestock, agricultural, or multi-use buildings. Conveniently located on I-55, exit 44, or call us at 866-999-7880.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Top seven here in the softball regional semifinal at Southwestern. Gillespie leading 4-1, and Sydney Byers just got herself out of a sticky situation.
She did indeed, and partially her fault, partially her defense's fault, Tim. A couple plays they could have made, and of course she walked the leadoff batter, which that runner had to score. You know, that's just the rules of baseball sometimes.
Hardest hit for Southwestern today, winds up in and out.
Glove.
Yeah. Outside and high to Hannah Barrett, the ninth place hitter for the Miners. Hannah's 2 out of 2 today, a double in the third, a single back in the fifth as she hits leading off the seventh.
But yes, the Birds had the tying run, cleanup hitter, at bat.
Can't ask for more than that.
You really can't, no. Still can have a rally the next inning, but it's going to be a little tougher with the bottom part of the order.
Baumgartner ahead of Barrett, 1 ball, 2 strikes. McDonald flashes the signs. Baumgartner now has the one she wants. Nope, she doesn't. She steps off, wants to recycle the signs. Litchfield at North Mac Baseball tomorrow, live at 420 on FM 106.1. Staunton at Carlinville live tomorrow, 420 on 105.3 The Ox, as that is over but low for ball two. And then the winners of those two games will meet for the regional championship on Monday, and we'll have that game for you on WSMI FM 106.1. Busy, busy, busy.
Busy time of the year.
upstairs to Barrett. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Also got Sidney Bumgarner in trouble. Last inning, remembered him. The 2 walks, had a bad part of the order there. And could not make it a 3rd walk, and that cost her big.
That ball lifted left center field. That is trouble. Bailey on the move with a dive just out of her reach. A great effort by Megan Bailey. Another double for Hannah Barrett, her 2nd double of the day. She's 3 for 3. And that was a great effort by Megan Bailey. The headlong dive out in the left center field alley. Just missed it.
Just missed it, but boy, did she get a good jump. Like I say, if it's not hit right at them, they seem to have good speed in the outfield, both these teams.
What a day for Hannah Barrett. 2 doubles and a single, as well as calling a nice game behind the plate. So top of the order, Regan Bussman takes ball one. She's 0 out of 3 today. For her last time across, she lined it right back to Bumgarner, and she picked it right off of the shoe tops.
Yeah, that wasn't more than inches off the ground there.
Reaching for that, slapping it, and with the English, it'll spin foul. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ball got about 10 feet out in front of home plate, but with the English it had on it, it was kicking towards that third base line. Spun foul. The third baseman, Bree Roloff, the first baseman, Maddie Seymour, they are playing in, and that's why they wear the face masks. Baumgartner, a 1-1 count. Outside, 2-1. Michaela Hayes waiting on deck. And then Keaton Link. Baumgartner rubbing that ball against her right pant leg. As her sign, now she's ready. Just outside, 3-1. That's a good take from Regan Bussman. We'll see how Baumgartner wants to attack this situation. 3 balls, 1 strike. Slashed fouled on the third baseline. 3-2.
Now Sidney Baumgartner has worked hard in this game, Tim, with a lot of pitches. In and out of trouble, but a couple times got her.
She faced 7 batters in that 3-run, 6th inning. A lot of deep counts in that last inning of work for Sidney. Outside, and Bussman takes the walk. Baumgartner kept going away, 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 and Regan wouldn't chase it. I'm going to bring in Michaela Hayes. Michaela today 0 out of 2 with a walk and a run scored. She was the leadoff batter that took that 4-pitch walk in the 6th inning that set the stage for the 3-run homer by Sidney Byers. Hayes squaring, bunting, it's down. The first baseman Seymour makes the play to the covering and roll off. Out at first, both runners move up to 2nd and 3rd, and they're there, which is 1 out.
Miners up 4-1 with that 3-run lead, but want to get back to that 4-run cushion or more.
Well, now you've got Keaton Link and Sidney Byers with an opportunity here with runners at 2nd and 3rd. Gillespie out at 2nd and 3rd. Nobody out in the 2nd inning, did not score. Link, first ball swinging, slashes it right field. That is down for a base hit. Takes a funky hop off of something in the outfield. Gets past Hampsey, and 2 runs will score. And Carl, I don't know if there's a little tractor rut out there or what it was. But that ball was going right towards Hampsey. It hit the ground and kicked to the right.
Yeah. I don't know if it still had, it might have had that much English on it way out there, but no problem for her fielding it. She did a good job, but nothing she could do about it.
So a 2-run single for Keaton Link, her 3rd RBI. of the day, and it's 6-1 Gillespie looking for more with Sidney Byers. She takes ball one. Link's been on base 3 times today. Home run in the 1st, walked and scored in the 6th, now a 2-run single here in the 7th. Baumgartner brings home the 1-ball pitch, and a nice offering there had Byers swinging over the top, 1-1.
Sinking pitch that went even lower. As she swung.
Started low and kept going south.
Yeah. Much safer.
Yes. That ball fouled out of play. Didn't make the road. Anxious onlookers, though, seeing if it would.
One of the few ballparks, we've got a railroad behind it.
Well, that's right.
But we had the highway.
I was at a...
Get the semis going by.
A Little League baseball tournament a couple weeks ago and saw a dude get his windshield smashed by a home run. outside, 2-2.
Never a good thing.
Never good. But, oh, that had all the kids all amped up. They're all running out there looking at it. You would have thought it was a piece of art. I guess in some ways it was after that. Over, oh, but low.
Away.
Bounced away from McDonald. An alert base running from Link up to second she goes. Three balls and two strikes on Byers.
And that one didn't even get very far. We've only had like two base runners able to gain an extra base because these two catchers have done a fantastic job behind the plate.
Here's Byers, a three-run homer her last time. Hits that on the ground to short. Bullion has it on to first out. Link trying to go to third, and she is out. Yes.
Another
That's
double
the second time Southwestern has done that today. Get the out at first and cut the runner down, trying to advance to third. So a big double play ends the inning, but a two-run single from Keaton Link has given the Gillespie Miners a 6-1 lead, and they are three outs away from a date in the regional championship tomorrow.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Gillespie leading Southwestern 6-1, six runs on eight hits for the Gillespie Miners here today. Southwestern has been held to just three hits, scoring one run. They are down to their final three outs of the season. They will have 5, 6, and 7. Blythe Roloff, Hannah Nixon, and Sydney Baumgartner. Dealing with Sydney Byers, and Carl, she has been sensational today, not even counting the three-run homer, just purely in the circle.
Just in the circle, yes. Five strikeouts, one walk, and really only in trouble one inning.
Swing and a miss there as Roloff was late on the cut, nothing and one. A great senior group for Southwestern. Of course, Carl, a lot of these seniors were sophomores when Southwestern got to the Super Sectional 2 years ago. That's fouled out of play. Nothing and two, and I remember we were up there that afternoon, that Memorial Day, Monday in Athens, and you're thinking, boy, this Southwestern team, they are loaded coming back next year, and of course, next year never happened, and now here they are, three outs away from elimination in their first regional game. Popped up on the infield, the shortstop, Segura with the call and the catch, one out. Been a good ball game here today. 6-1, Gillespie with the lead. As Sydney Byers is two outs away from pitching the Miners into the regional championship. Nixon takes strike one.
Ah, how she has used the outside and inside corners today consistently.
Gillespie played Marquette back on May 5th. Alton Marquette won 8-4. Chopped and fouled at the plate. Nothing in two. I tell you what, though, Carl. Gillespie plays like this. They're going to be tough. They played real well the other day against Breeze Modern Day. The coaches just liked the energy, liked the mentality, the mindset of the club coming into today, and that has been proven to be exactly spot on.
Playing a very good brand of softball here.
Upstairs, 1-2. And, I mean, when you just look at them, I don't care who they're playing. When you've got the offense, they do 1-9. You've got the pitching they do with Byers. Their defense is solid. I mean, they're just a good, well-rounded club. And they're going to be a tough out. The great equalizer is always that swing and miss pitcher. That ball hit right back up the middle past Byers into center field for a one-out base hit. And if you're Southwestern, it's got to start somewhere.
Got to put them together, that's for sure now.
So Sydney Baumgartner will step in. She's 0 out of 2 today. She has fouled out to the first baseman, Michaela Hayes, twice. Byers' first offering, swing and a miss. Maddie Seymour waiting on deck. Faisal Birds make Byers work here in the bottom half of the seventh. Inside, ball one. Litchfield at North Mac Baseball tomorrow, live at 420 on FM 106. Staunton at Carlinville, live at 420 on 105.3 The Ox. Both baseball regional semifinals. That ball hit to the first baseman. Had all sorts of English on it. Hayes takes her time, steps in the bag for the out.
smothered it with both hands. That's a key because, yeah, that little English can get right by you sometimes.
Well, and that was just a great job of recognizing situation and score. She knew, all right, I'm only a few feet from the bag. I got all sorts of time here. Just take my time, corral it. And now Gillespie is one out away from victory. They beat Southwestern 4-1 back on May 24th for the South Central Conference Championship. They lead 6-1 today here in this regional semifinal, and freshman Maddie Seymour is Southwestern's last hope. Swing and a miss. Late on the delivery there. Well, you know Byers would like to end this in style. Rocks, fires, strike called right down Central, nothing and two, and Southwestern is down to their final strike here in 2021.
About 100 miles out of the strike zone up high.
Why not? Barrett right flashes here. Them. Byers nope. brings it. Whoa. Ripped left center field. Taylor was playing in. That's over her head. One hops the wall, and the Birds ain't done yet. A two-out double out. For Maddie Seymour. Drives in Hannah Nixon, and it's 6-2.
What do you think
she
about
she turned it? That around.
Yeah, she turned. That was a well-hit ball and shot out there in the outfield quickly. But, you know, Southwestern's defense pulled off three double plays in this game. Let's keep it as close as it is.
You know, Shelby Taylor hasn't had much action out there in left field to the poolside today. And I think that one caught her by a little bit of surprise. That's inside ball one. I don't know if that was hit harder than the line out that McDonald had to short, but
probably
it was
not.
Close.
But it was hit hard, too. Yeah, both. Two of the hardest hit.
1-0. Fouled. Left side past third. 1-1. Ashland Huber trying to find a way to reach base any way, anyhow, and roll the lineup over to Bullion, Roloff, and Bailey. If Bree Roloff gets in at bat in this inning, Carl, it's going to be real interesting. Can the Birds get it to her? That misses 2-1. That ball squirts away from Barrett to play at third, safe, and you better be safe in that spot. A headlong dive for Seymour, asks for time, and it's granted.
Might have pushed her luck there.
Well, that's risky.
It's not a play that you have to make.
Not with two outs and down four. Down to your last out.
And it was a pretty good throw down there from the catcher, wasn't it?
With some of the weird double plays and defensive plays we've seen, I'm surprised that's not how this game ended. Two balls, one strike. Hit on the ground. That's a base hit between short and third. Seymour crosses, and it's 6-3, and the top of the order will get a chance. Here with two outs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It'll be Josie Bullion coming up. And what a good job, Carl, by the bottom of this Southwestern order. Nixon, Bumgartner, Seymour, Huber to get it turned over and get it to the top of the order. Courtesy runner for Huber. That will be Patricia Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Not kidding me. Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, there we go.
That's who it is.
We knew Jackson would make it into the game.
Always does. Always does. Never runs out of eligibility. So here's a big, big spot, obviously, for Josie Bullion, the senior. Two out of three today. Takes ball one. It's never easy, is it, Carl?
No, it isn't. As Sidney Byers just run out of gas. Not as much oomph in those pitches.
Trying to hang on. One out away from victory are the Miners. It was 6-1. It's now 6-3. Bullion slashes that foul right side, and all of a sudden...
Those two runs in the top of the inning.
Looking huge, aren't they?
Looking huge right now.
Yeah, two-run single by Keaton Link made it 6-1. At the time, seemed kind of moot.
Right.
Not now.
Not at this point.
Bree Roloff represents the tying run in the on-deck circle. Can they get it to her? Bullion upstairs. 2-1. Boy, some nervous energy over on the Gillespie side right now. Good crowd on hand here today, by the way. It's just been a wonderful day to take in some softball. Two balls, one strike. Fouled out of play, 2-2, and Southwestern down to their final strike. And I think they're out of softballs.
A lot more foul balls, if you notice, off by the Southwestern hitters. And, that's a key.
This is by far the best offensive inning they've had.
Making contact and hitting the ball hard, too, a couple times.
Two balls, two strikes. One on, two out, a three-run lead for Gillespie. Byers trying to lock it down. Inside it, hit her. It hits Bullion in the foot, and Bree Roloff will get to bat, representing the tying run. And Carl, who knows how it will turn out, but it just seems fitting and right for Bree Roloff to get one more at bat to represent the tying run. She had such a dynamite sophomore season. Obviously, the junior season did not happen because of the COVID, and now here she is. Who would have thought when this inning started, down 6-1 with the fifth-place hitter, her sister, leading off the inning, that she would wind up at the plate with a chance to tie the ball game?
You would not have expected that, especially the way Cindy Byers had been pitching, Tim, where, you know, if they got two people on, that was a huge inning for them. Now, they've put a couple of runs over the plate in this inning.
She was perfect through three, set them down in order. She gave up a base hit in the fourth and set down the next three. 1-2-3 in the fifth, had a leadoff walk and a two base hits in the sixth, and now here in the seventh, she is dealing with a peck of trouble in Bree Roloff. Represents the tying run at 6-3, Gillespie. Sydney Byers cranked a three-run homer earlier in the ballgame that made it 4-0. Now Bree Roloff, an opportunity to return the favor. First pitch to Bree, foul back out of play. And this is the hitter that Southwestern wants at the plate in this spot. Three home runs on the year, drove in 27, hit 464. Huge, huge spot. Ripped foul down the left field line.
Yeah, definitely getting much better cuts in this inning.
So again, Southwestern down to their final strike. But to Carl's point, Cindy Byers has not had that put-away pitch here in the seventh.
It's inside pitch or the high one, either or. The swing and a miss pitch.
Two on, two out, three-run lead for Gillespie. Fouled straight back by Roloff. What a classic battle here, Carl. What a great way for this Gillespie-Southwestern rivalry to come to a close here with these two great senior groups. The senior Byers in the circle, the senior Roloff at the plate. You couldn't ask for a more perfect finish. The 0-2 popped up out of play again as Roloff just battling. Down 0-2, just scratching and clawing. Trying to see if she can wait out Sydney Byers and maybe get something to handle. Wind has calmed, so it's not really blowing out to left like it was earlier in the game. The 0-2 outside 1-2. It was 6-1 entering the frame. It's now 6-3. Roloff represents the tying run. A hot shot past the third baseman, and the bases will be loaded. And the winning run will come to the plate in the form of Megan Bailey. Oh, my goodness.
Southwestern batters just will not give up as they have come through huge in this bottom of the inning.
What a response. And this is what you expect from a good team like Southwestern and Gillespie. They're both in the same boat. There's no quit in these types of squads. So Megan Bailey, the cleanup, checked out the three-hole hitter, 1 out of 3 today. The tying run at first, the winning run in the batter's box. One out away are the Miners. Lifted left field. Taylor has it to her right, and the side is retired for Gillespie as Southwestern will strand the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh, and Gillespie hangs on and wins it 6-3, and the Gillespie Miners will play for the regional championship tomorrow night. Carl, that got real interesting real fast.
Well, and knew she didn't get it all, but I thought it might carry down into the corner and be a bases clearing potential, but it just hung up there once it got up in the air, Tim.
6-3, the final. Gillespie beats Southwestern. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie survives a late Southwestern rally. They win it 6-3. Gillespie led 6-1 entering the bottom of the seventh, and all of a sudden, Carl, the bases were loaded and the winning run was at the plate.
And you had, well, the cleanup hitter up, was that correct?
Three-hole hitter.
Three-hole hitter, that was supposedly your best hitter in every lineup, but yeah, and your cleanup hitter would be afterwards. So ball was hit up in the air, Tim, it just hung. At first glance, I thought, oh, that could be trouble. But it hung there, and Taylor made the play that, well, ends the game.
Through six innings, Southwestern had one run and three hits. They got two runs on four hits in that seventh inning, but came up one hit short. But what a great year for the Southwestern Piasaw Birds, and what a great run for this senior group. We talked about it when they were sophomores. They made it all the way to the Super Sectional, but they have absolutely nothing to hang their heads about on the season they just put forth.
Oh, absolutely not, especially the way they finished this game. That's impressive when a team gets down like that, knowing what they're up against. And they still came through in the bottom of the seventh to make it a heck of a ball game.
Hey, when you're down 6-1 going to the seventh, that's the coach. That's all. You can't ask for any more than that, is to have the winning run at the plate.
Yep, and they achieved it.
Give Sidney Byers some credit, Carl, because when the snowball gets rolling downhill like that, sometimes it's impossible to get it stopped.
Right. She kept throwing strikes, let's put it that way, but I was saying must have lost a little of the movement on that pitch because they were all fouling it off. Instead of getting that swing and miss that she was getting earlier, she got a lot of foul balls this inning.
This game was 1-0 for the longest time as Keaton Link hit a solo home run with two outs in the first. It would stay 1-0 all the way through five innings. Sidney Baumgartner would issue back-to-back walks to start the sixth, and then Sidney Byers cranked a three-run homer into left field. That made it 4-0. Gillespie Southwestern would scratch one run across in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Carl alluded to it. Keaton Link comes up with a big two-run single in the seventh. At the time, it made it 6-1, but oh my goodness, that proved to be absolutely monumental.
I'd say they didn't score those two runs. It's being a 4-3 game. That kind of pressure might have changed that outcome too.
Totally. So Link finishes 2-for-3, a home run, 3 RBI. Sidney Byers at the plate today, 2-for-4, a home run, and 3 RBI, but that's only part of Sidney's day.
Boy, Sidney strikes out 5, only walks 1, but the hit batsman run, that might have been where she gave up on her changeup a little bit, or one of them, because she fell behind a little bit, and then she threw that, hit that batter. I don't think she was feeling comfortable with all her pitches at that point, and she stayed pretty much with just the inside-outside fastballs.
Just a classic Gillespie Southwestern softball game here today as the Miners win it over Southwestern 6-3, and Gillespie off to Alton for a date with Marquette in the regional championship tomorrow. As far as our broadcast schedule is concerned, tomorrow, three games for you on the radio. We will have high school baseball, Litchfield at North Mac. That'll be live at 4:20 right here on WUSMI FM 106. Staunton will be at Carthenville. That'll be live at 4:20 on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. And both of those semifinals in the same regional. So the winners of those two games will square off on Monday for the championship. That's a game we'll, of course, carry on WSMI. We'll also have a softball regional championship for you tomorrow as well. Check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for the complete broadcast schedule once it is set. Carl, this was just a fun ball game here today. We knew it was going to be a good one. It always is when Gillespie and Southwestern get together. It wound up really being two kind of different games, didn't it?
Absolutely.
It felt like a 1-0 pitching duel for a long time.
It looked like it was going to be a 1-0 game for over half of it, so, yeah.
And then the next thing you know, the power showed up.
Power shows up on both sides, and Southwestern really comes through big in the seventh inning, but not quite big enough.
Thanks to all of our wonderful baseball and softball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Southwestern Athletic Director Brian Hansel and all the fine folks here at Southwestern for their hospitality. Your final one more time in this softball regional semifinal, Gillespie beats Southwestern 6-3. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106.1. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Piasaw.